Welcome to In The Groove with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. We start this episode off with an alto sax player who began his career playing on various riverboats up and down the Mississippi. He then went on to world stardom with his jukebox hit, Flamingo. Here with Tuxedo Junction is the great Earl Bostic. Welcome to In The Groove. Getting things started for us in this episode of In The Groove. Thanks for joining me. I hope all's well with you. Whenever Frank Sinatra went to his favourite Italian restaurant in New York called Patsy's, which is still there, run by the same family, and I cannot recommend it highly enough, Frank would always ask a particular piano player if he wouldn't mind playing there. He loved listening to his playing while he ate and hung out, and he also loved to get up and sing with him as the night went on. Such was, and still is, the utter brilliance of the incredible Monty Alexander. the brilliant Monty Alexander, who is still touring all over the world, when we're allowed to, so do go and see him if ever you get the chance. In one of our very first shows in this series, here on lgradio.online, I shared with you a recording from the soundtrack album of the movie Casey After Dark, which depicts the jam sessions of Kansas City in the 1930s, focusing on the cutting contests between the musicians, where musical jousting would take place into the small hours as they attempted to try and outdo each other on the solos. Here's a reconstruction of one of those famous jam sessions that they made for the film, featuring the young lions of today's jazz scene. Indiana, featuring the dueling horns of Joshua Redman, David Murray and David Fathead Newman. I've got something else coming up for you later from a movie score drenched in jazz, but for now, let's hear from one of the masters. Many of the iconic names we revere in jazz, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, they all regarded one alto sax player as the absolute governor, the one they all feared. They regarded him as the ultimate technician of the saxophone with a faultless feel. This is the Bronx's very own Benny Carter. Thank you. Carter, who was also a phenomenal trumpeter and singer, which I promise I'll feature another time here on In the Groove. Now, I promised you something from another jazz-soaked movie score, and this one is from the Liza Minnelli, Robert De Niro movie, New York, New York, despite the fact it features an inexcusably appalling version of Robert De Niro singing Blue Moon. Well, I say singing in the loosest sense of the word. The soundtrack is worth buying for the majestic saxophone playing of Georgie Auld, who was also tasked with training Robert De Niro to look like he was playing the sax in the movie. Here's Georgie blowing up a storm. Ralph Burns Orchestra from the soundtrack album of New York, New York. Now, if I stop talking, I can squeeze one more in for us to enjoy. It features the late great trumpet maestro, who many thought was the carrier of Miles Davis's flame with regards his improvising technique and exquisite feel for swing. This is the brilliant Roy Hargrove tipping his hat to the composers of one of the Disney scores. Thank you. Roy Hargrove bringing this edition of In the Groove with me, Leo Green, to a close. Thank you very much for listening. Please do visit the website where you can find out what else we have to offer for you. And you can, of course, listen to this show again via the Listen Again page. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.